I call to order the 2/13/2024 Otter Rock Monthly Water District meeting at 6:03 p.m. Lisa, here. Beth?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
All staff board members are present. Public in attendance is Pat, the Hearts, and the Mullins. Thank you very much, everyone. We really appreciate you continuing to come up every month and showing up. Next on the agenda is the approval of the board summary for previous meetings. I did not look at any of my emails today. So I know Beth sent them, but I just got off work and I haven't looked at any of them. So
I took a look at the older ones, and then also the ones that Kelly sent. I didn't really see anything to add, so I would motion to approve them.
So that would be January and the two October meetings.
Yeah, the two October.
Yeah, I second the motion.
Lisa, I have to abstain because I haven't looked at the October ones. But Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. We don't have any Highland. I don't. Have we heard from Curtis?
Haven't.
Haven't heard from him.
Okay, so what do you guys think about skipping in case he comes later?
Oh yeah, we're just
okay. We're skipping the water operator's report, except to remark that we do have lots of water flowing.
We still do now. Yes,
we still do now. The treasurer and office report.
Okay. Let me send a quick thing to Curtis. Okay. The treasurer's report for January 31st, 2024. We have in the general fund checking account $96,988.73. Uncleared checks are $1,001.68 with a QuickBooks register balance of $95,987.05. We had a total deposits this month, or in the month of January, of $18,624.97, and total withdrawals of $14,224.68, and that is one I took from the First Security, our bank statement, but not the QuickBooks, because it was slightly different because of that. You probably looked at the reconciliation, those journal vouchers that if you need an explanation, Eileen will have to explain that one.
Is it the 149.42? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was the exact difference where those two yeah. that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Chlorination fund is at zero, and I'll have something comment on that later, but we had a total withdrawals of $4,081.77. Community center account stands at $422.79 with no activity. And our treasury accounts are, the reserve account is $87,819.68. Our interest earnings this month, last month, were $370.30. QuickBooks balance is the same. The system development fund account, $76,110.26. Our interest earnings were $320.92. The QuickBooks balance is the same. Our accounts receivable balance sheet total is $20,278. So that's a negative 20 of credits. Looks like we had quite a few people paying ahead. And our accounts payable is $9,908.15. That includes the payroll, the $200 payroll fee, setup fee that we paid on the 8th. And to note, our Highland payment would be the remainder of the late December invoice and the basic fee only for January. Any questions about that? Our accounts payables also include our annual insurance payment, our property and liability insurance. So that made it a little bit higher. Any questions on anything?
So the $9,908 accounts payable, is most of that Highland?
Well,
Not this, no, not this month. Okay.
no. If you look on the unpaid bills detail, we have a total for Highland, which again is the remainder of the December bill and the 1635 for the January bill, which is their base fee, which we know that's going to be that. So that would be $3,576.60. And then our insurance is $5,631.
And that's the premium for the year.
Yes, that's
Yes.
an annual payment. So
Yes.
that's it. And so to note about that, we did not in budget enough for that, so we should make an adjustment in our budget. We're going to be $431 under for our insurance thing.
Okay.
I think we could, it's not going from, it's within operating expenses, so I mean it would be up to the board, but I believe we could just make that adjustment by taking it from something like office expenses or and just adjust it in QuickBooks on the budget,
Yep.
the budget entries, or we could take it from something else that has at this point adequate funds. And I would recommend that we do that. I don't think we need a resolution for that kind of adjustment. The other thing is about the chlorination account. We have emptied it out, although we need to clear it up on the P&L, the profit and loss statement. But I think we should then just close out that account. There's no reason to keep an empty bank account going. There's
Yeah.
Curtis. Hi.
Sorry, I don't mean to look this sketchy. It just happens to be this way.
Okay. So what, how do people feel? Can I get approval to go ahead and close that chlorination account out?
Yes,
I'll
I
motion.
Oh, go ahead. Go
I'll
ahead.
motion to close it.
Okay, and I second that motion.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. And then looking at our profit and loss statement, we're doing pretty good on most things. We do have some minor adjustments. And Eileen, when you're back in town, and I know there were some other things we're going to get together on, maybe we can go through this. Nothing at all major, just a number of things got in the other categories under their detail instead of the item. And we have a hoping we can get the filters reset on this so that we don't have things that confuse me every month when we have something like under income, we have our old code for turn off and on water service fee, which we're no longer using. And it would be nice if it just didn't show up, but nothing.
Yeah, and it shows up. It just pops
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we had a filter set. Then we had problems with it. There's some filters you can set. So if it's zero in the budget and zero for any expenses, then it doesn't show up, which eliminates our old codes that we no longer use.
Okay.
So we should, you know, maybe we can.
Well, maybe we can take a look at it, Beth.
My
concern with those filters is that pretty soon you're not seeing things that you should see. That's the big concern.
That's why you want to be real careful with it. It
right.
needs to be
right.
zero in both places because
Okay.
But other than that, we're looking pretty good on, if you look at our, you know, we're in the seventh, we finished the 7 months of a budget year. So we should be around 58% for most of our expenditures, at least the ones that are somewhat regular.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that come once are just pure, you know, not regular, then, you know, you just have to kind of know which ones those are, but, pretty much it's looking pretty good.
I agree.
That will do it for my treasurer's report, unless anybody has any other questions.
Pat does.
Pat is on mute.
Mute.
Sorry about that. Do you mind if I do this now? Because it has to do with the P&L. Or I can wait at the end for public comments.
If it's short, because we need to let Curtis get on.
Yeah.
All right, I'll wait.
Okay.
Adios.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Okay, so we need two motions to approve the treasurer's report and to pay the bills. I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second it.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I make a motion that we pay our bills.
I'll second that.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Now we're off to Curtis.
Yay, Curtis. Okay.
Well, good evening. I'm sorry. Usually I get an email the day prior and I've come to really rely on it, but either I didn't see it or something. So thank you very much for the reminder text, Beth. Really appreciate it. And I apologize for the ambiance. I'm just pulled over at a Fred Meyer parking lot. So.
Oh, you were in the bar, Curtis. Come on.
Okay. If I need to prove it, there's a guy pushing a shopping cart right there. January was exciting. A few items to note. One, thank you for your patience with the boil water advisory note. That was actually the incorrect one. Our compliance officer was out of internet. Their internet at their house went down and they were iced in. So they were trying to, via text message, walk me through where the right folder was. And I sent it out. And then immediately afterwards, our business manager called me up and said, wrong one, shoot, send them the right one. So sorry for that mishap. But I think most everything worked out well. Once power got back on, boil water advisory was lifted. We still have the 11 meters and their boxes in our warehouse, basically ready to bring out whenever and do the next round of meter splicing. The weather was looking good. I don't remember if it was last week or the start of this week. I was tempted to go out, but we had a short conversation between Beth and I. I didn't realize how saturated the ground still is, and that can make things more difficult, especially when you're trying to find a water line. And so we decided to hold off for now. And looking at the weather forecast for the next 10 days, it's just rain after showers after showers. So I'm not foreseeing any time in the next 2 weeks that looks like a good opportunity for us to get out there. So we're kind of holding off on that project until we get at least, you know, a solid week of dry weather. And then I'll reach out to Beth to see how the ground's doing and if we've got a list of addresses. So that's kind of an update on that front. Beth pointed out something interesting to me, that the lead and coppers we've been recording haven't been populating on diamond maps, and I'm not sure why. So we're working on that to figure out what's going on. It's I think there's a second or a third save button or something that we're not pushing right, so we're going to figure that out. Anyways, I wanted Otter Rock to know we're not going to charge you for the time for us to go back and basically resubmit pictures. So it'll probably take us, you know, 4 or 5 hours to just drive the system, retake a couple of pictures, fill out the form, and when we figure out why it's not working, get it fixed, we'll do it on Highlands time and not on Otter Rock. So don't worry about that. I'm sorry you don't have access to it right now, but we'll get that figured out next time we're in the system. Aside from that, I don't think there's anything else much that's going on. We're just waiting for the weather to dry out a bit to keep splicing in more water meters.
So do you know when we might get our meter readings and our invoice?
For the month of February?
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward because I thought you already had them.
No.
I will be very happy to ask Devin. I know last week he worked an 80-hour week trying to catch up. So, yeah, normally that number would be an exaggeration, but in this case, it's not. But I'll shoot an email to Devin. I'll be with him most of the day tomorrow. We'll figure out when that's going to be sent out. So I'm sorry for the wait there.
Does anyone else have any more questions before we let Curtis go?
I don't have any questions for him, Lisa.
No, I don't think I have any.
Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Curtis.
My pleasure. I'll shoot out an email first thing tomorrow morning with our expected time for the invoice and the meter readings.
Okay.
Hopefully, it'll be very soon.
Great.
Thanks, Curtis.
Great. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You as well.
That was pretty good. I sent him a text with one word, meeting, question mark.
And he went, oh, no.
It worked.
It
worked.
Next on the agenda is, do we have any update on the roofing project?
Well, again, Cato never got back to me. I've called them 4 times. I'm not going to call them again. Top Line didn't get back to me. I made a follow-up call. I haven't heard from them yet. P&G, is that the name of the...
Yeah, it was one of them.
So they called me like a week after I called them to tell me that they were 2 to 3 weeks out. And then they called me 1 or 2 weeks later to tell me that they were still 2 weeks out. And then they called me last week to tell me they're still 1 to 2 weeks out for an estimate. But I got to tell you, 3 follow-up calls. The guy is really polite and very, I mean, I'm just impressed. After not hearing back from so many others, I just want to let you know that even though it's taking them forever, they're very courteous and they keep following up and updating me. So
that's P&G, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's impressive that they would continue to call and say, sorry, it's still down the road. Yes.
Thanking us for our patience and whatnot. But yeah. So I don't know. I hope in the next week they might get out here. you know, he said that he would definitely call me so that, you know, at least one of us could be there when they take a look. But I, you know, I know this is the coast, but I don't know, to not get callbacks when you, you know, make calls and leave messages requesting, I mean, at least P&G,
that's okay.
You know, has followed up 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to caution, the longer we wait, the more it's going to cost. I mean, I'm guessing right now, even the estimates that we got are not correct because of inflation and materials and all of that stuff. So I'm just putting a cautionary tale that when we get the bill, it's not going to be what we wanted anymore.
Well, we would
my confirm an update on.
We would ask for an updated
estimate.
I wouldn't just go with an estimate that's not going to be accurate.
Well, we should probably put a time limit on this P&G, and if they don't post here pretty soon, I think we need to just make a decision between the two that we've gotten estimates on, and just go with one of them.
Right. So maybe by next meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree too.
So, I guess, you know, if I don't hear from P&G next week, I will call them and let them know that we just couldn't wait any longer.
Well,
or given that it needs to be right away.
Let them know that we're going to, you know, our meeting in March, we would have to have it, you know, a week before that or something.
Yeah.
And then I'll get in touch with the other two that have already submitted bids and ask them if there's any change.
Yep.
That would be good.
With the updated roof venting, please.
Yes.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Update on the FEMA project. There is none. Okay.
Right.
I'm not surprised. Tracy
keeps asking for it.
I'm not surprised, but
my only comment on that is that we had an email here recently from the gal with Business Oregon, and nobody really replied to her. The only reply I could think for her was that we're doing a survey, and so at least she knows doing a survey, which is what they wanted. So,
what about Gomberg's office? Should we reach out to him again to see if they can help us?
Well, did you read his most recent newsletter? I don't know if everybody gets his newsletter. He's really great. He writes one weekly, which is just amazing for a representative. He never did get back in touch with me, and I'm not surprised because he was preparing for this. They're in session right now. He did mention in his most recent newsletter that he has proposed a bill for coastal water systems.
Okay.
And I probably can't find it quick enough, but does everybody else get his newsletter?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Are you just on an email?
Yeah, you just sign up to get his newsletter.
I'll have to do that. Yeah.
But he did mention that. So I'm, you know, hoping he remembers us. I'm pretty sure he does. I mean, in the newsletter, he mentions SLETS and their problem because they also have their septic or sewage. They need a sewage facility, and that's a huge problem. But he mentioned multiple small coastal communities that have old systems that need upgrading, and he's relating it to the fact that with how the housing issue that's on, they're dealing with at the Oregon legislature on the need for building more houses. And he said that a lot of these places you can't put more houses in if you can't serve them with
service their water.
Yeah. So that's pretty clever. Yeah. That's all I know about that.
Okay, thank you.
I think I actually did see that one, Beth, now that you mentioned the housing part of it, because that was a big part of it was to bring in the housing and affordable housing. So, yeah.
Update on the budget committee.
So I believe we have three volunteers.
Yep.
We have Joni and Pat returning. And Teresa Zawalski said she would also do it. So
who was that? Teresa?
Teresa, uh-huh. So we could use one more, but we can do it with three.
My neighbors did not want to do it. But Francis, my spouse, said that if another body was needed, he would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I don't know that it's necessarily needed, Kelly. We could certainly do it with the three, but you know, I mean, if he wants to sit in, sometimes less is better. So
that's fine. He doesn't need to do it. He said he said he'd be available if y'all needed him.
So, well, that's good.
I'm sure he's okay with sitting out.
Okay.
So the board needs to, before we start, officially appoint, and you know, requires a motion and a vote to appoint the people on the committee.
Do they need to be present, Pat, Beth?
No, they'll get sworn in at the first budget meeting.
Okay.
But no, the board needs to vote, you know, have a motion and vote to do that.
Are we ready to do that, or do we want to?
I think we're ready.
We
don't have to have our first meeting right away, but we could, you know, get it all set up.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Do we need a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'll motion that we approve the three people that have volunteered.
Okay. So that means we will appoint Joni, Pat, and Teresa.
Yes.
So I second the motion.
Lisa?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yep.
Eileen?
Yes.
Yay! Motion passes.
There you go.
And so, who wants to coordinate contacting them and setting up a time?
Well, I can do that. That sounds like a secretarial job.
Okay. So, yeah, I know Teresa said she had something on Mondays, but in the past we've always tried to do a Tuesday anyway, and so I think we just need to check with, I think, Lisa, you're going to be out of town in March.
For 2 weeks, basically.
Right. So we should do it either... Well, actually, Eileen and I have some work to do before that. We've got to put together a budget message and do some estimating.
Yeah, so do we want to do it for our April meeting? Can we swear them in our April meeting?
Well, we would be doing separate meetings for the budget, but I would say maybe we should look at maybe the end of March.
Okay.
Maybe target.
When are you gone, Lisa? I should have you in my calendar here.
The 3rd through the 13th.
Okay.
4th through the 13th, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we could do it. We could do it like on the 19th or even the 26th of March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one do you want to do?
26th to get more time to get the budget, because it's a pain in the. It takes a long time to get the budget, the basic budget, you know, done, estimated and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. That would be good. That'll be definitely, I think, better than we've done in like last year.
And do we meet at 6 o'clock again?
That would be preferable to me, since I don't get off till. Well,
yeah.
Yesterday I didn't get off till 6 o'clock. So, you know, yeah.
Okay, so the 26th of March, 6 p.m., and is it going to be a Zoom meeting, or are we going to meet at the community center?
Zoom. Okay. And we'll have to make sure everyone can show up, and if not, we'll have to adjust it, so we'll have to ask.
Yes.
Yeah, so Kelly, do you have all, I'll send you their emails. You may not have all of them, so.
Yes, thank you, Beth.
Okay.
And we'll have to ask who wants to be the lead, the foreman, I guess. I don't know what they call it, the budget.
The presiding officer at the meeting. Yeah. Run the meetings. We'll see if we can talk Joni into doing it again.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
And I think it's great for a non-board person to step into that role. So
that worked out. I thought it worked out really well for never doing one before. So
it was lovely. Well, as far as budget meetings, you know, it was like smooth. It was just so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have a repeat committee members if it all went so well last time.
Yeah. Well, and it should go well this year too. I don't think we've got any big changes we need to be concerned about. You know, we're still just sitting here waiting for things to drop from FEMA. And so anyways.
Right.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is the Bright Core Mess, the year-end reports, the WTU for Whitney's, the W9 for Eileen. And I want to thank Beth and Eileen for doing all the work that they did to facilitate the getting what we needed for Whitney. So thank you.
I would like to expressly thank Eileen. She did lion's share and probably tore out a little hair in between. I think we finally got it straightened. It was pretty crazy, but
for one person's paycheck, it was a little silly.
Yeah.
So does that mean that y'all had to do something that Bicor didn't do?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. And a W-2 and
yeah. So they and didn't come through.
No.
Too bad.
Yeah. No, and we were late and, you know, a little bit late, and I don't know if we'll get any penalties, but Eileen was able to get it totally ourselves done on the state level. And then with the assistance of H&R Block, we got the W-2 submitted, and we're still waiting to hear. I think we haven't heard yet from them, but they have the information to submit our federal fourth quarter report and payments.
And year end. Yep.
Year end for the federal. So
yep.
I don't know how much that was going to be, but when Eileen said H&R Block will submit the W-2 for $35, I was like, good grief, yes. That was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And we won't be paying Bricor for any of that. So
She, I don't know. We don't know what happened to her, but we're obviously not the only ones looking for her. No. So she has just gone completely off the radar. So I am confident that I'm going to hear from this gal, from She's at H&R, but she does small business taxes, so, and payroll. So, and she was very confident. You know, she said, I can take care of this for you, no problem. So it's just a matter of getting things back. And like I said to you, Beth, we'll get a voucher and we can send in a payment to the federal government.
Right.
What is so frustrating is trying to do any of this electronically because of the passwords that you have and the way things are set up, especially with the feds. It was crazy. I could have spent, I finally just threw my hands up, you know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So anyways.
Well, yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry y'all had to do that.
Yeah. So, and we're set up with Gusto now, and I think that will go smoothly. So,
yeah, I went real smoothly. And yeah. I really like that system. They send you a reminder telling you exactly when you have to submit the next payroll thing.
Yeah.
And they send you a reminder, or they send you an email and said, oh, you just did it. You just submitted it successfully. And then they send you an email and said, you know, oh, your payment went through successfully. And so yeah. I guess if I don't mind a lot of emails, then that's great, though. It keeps you informed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Next on the agenda is other correspondence.
Well, I don't know if it's really correspondence. We have one new resident, and Kelly, I'm not sure when you're going to get back over to the office, but if you could pull the paperwork out of the box and put it in the office before I get back, that would be great, because there's a fairly large check sitting in there. So,
okay. Well, I do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Perfect. Yep.
Did it yesterday. And
yep. Tomorrow. That's perfect.
It's in there, but yeah, I do it tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's our new Mahala resident. So.
Okay. Are they going to build then, or is it already built?
I think so, Lisa. Yes.
No, yeah. The lot's empty. It's, yeah. So that's 5 of the 6 that are in our district there.
Okay. Any other correspondence?
I got the paperwork back from the auditor. So we've got to get that stuff submitted.
Right, so that's a. We have to sign, Lisa has to sign something, and someone else, I think, has to sign it, right?
Yeah.
And then we have to put something in that letter.
It looks like it can all be done electronically, and there's a fee. Yeah. So when I get back, I'll get right on that. So,
okay.
Yeah. It's got to be done by. We've got 30 days, so.
I thought we had the end of February.
Well, once he did his part, now we have 30 days to get.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just let me know when I need to do something and I will do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we need to talk any, the next item on the agenda is the audit. Do we need to say anything more about the audit?
Oh, sorry, jumped the gun.
That was a segue. That was fine.
Exactly. Was that a segue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Beth, you were the one who wanted to put that audit on the agenda.
No, I wanted the, well, I was.
Yeah, I thought
of the emergency preparedness.
There's not much to say about the audit, Kelly. Okay. You know, we got our questions answered. Beth had pointed out a few things, and I included that in the response back to him with the signed paperwork. And so it really, there was really no big red flags or anything. The audit was just very straightforward.
Okay.
And he did kind of apologize for some of the comments that he made as far as how we set up those other funds. He said he should have looked back a little farther to at our history, which is kind of where Beth was correcting him on some of the comments. So it really, it was very straightforward.
Okay.
Yeah. And so if he got his response back and we can get it in, then we're good.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. So the only thing we might want to do is he also sent a letter here, I don't know, must have been about a week ago, that they, the Secretary of State has changed some of the requirements for doing these audits, and that we may be able to look at doing something a little bit differently.
Well,
but,
yeah, I know what he was talking about. They raised the limit on what type of audit you're required to do is based on your budget expenditures.
Right.
They raised the limit on it, but we're already we were below that anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It means we could go back to doing the just the what do they call it? Compilation report?
Kind of a compilation report, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I know one of the reasons that we've gone down this road is because we were hoping to get all this funding, which we would then be required to do these more extensive audits. But, you know, I don't know if we want to maybe look at it skipping a year. It's a lot of money to have them do this. So especially if it's really not, you know.
I would talk to Business Oregon because they were urging us to get it. So you
right.
know,
yeah.
And I don't know who's going to do our compilation report. I mean, you know, I don't.
Well, they may be able to do the compilation report too, Lisa.
Yeah.
It's just. I think something to think about. You know. So, I mean, we obviously have the funds if we want to continue to, you know, invest it in this. Which, so.
Yeah, we also have to think if we stop, I'm just playing devil's advocate. If we stop and then, you know, 2 years down the line, then we have to start up again, then they're probably not going to want to get us. So we'll have to go through getting somebody else to do it. And it was really hard to find an auditor in the first place. I mean, we spent months trying to get one. So
yeah,
I don't want to spend money wastefully because that's not totally not me, but I'm just trying to think of all the scenarios that, you know,
sure,
can happen.
Sure.
So we might want to ask, you know, if we do stop, you know, are you going to be willing to, you know, do it? Or, you know, if we do go down to compilation, are you willing to do this? Or, you know, Business Oregon, are you fine with that? You know, we should do some investigation.
We want to check on all that before we switched back.
Yeah. I mean, I would certainly talk to these guys that we're using now before, you know, we made any decision. So anyways.
Next on the agenda is emergency preparedness.
Yeah, I brought that up. I thought it would be a good time to take a look back and see kind of critique how we did in our little emergency last month. I think we did pretty well, but I was, you know, we did have a little uncertainty about contacting a few of our customers, and is there anything we need to do to improve anything is why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. I think it would be good for us to know how many hours of an outage is going to affect the chlorination. You know, like would a 2-hour outage drop us below?
Nah.
Or, you know, is it something like 10 hours or more? So that would be good to know. And then maybe I know that, you know, travel was very difficult because of the ice. But, you know, whatever that threshold is, if Highland could get down here to get the water sample as soon as possible, that would be good. And then, you know, that bit of a delay with them sending out the wrong thing, which thank goodness we didn't post that, because it was hours later before they sent out the correct thing. And I went online and just filled out the form, which is basically the one that they used. But I just would maybe want Highland to work a little bit quicker than they did this last time. Or that we could step in and, you know, if it was...
Well, you know what? It was a good test because it's mm-hmm. the first time that I think we've had to deal with it. Is that correct, Beth? Since the chlorination has been put in?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, I think it was probably kind of a good eye opener for all of us to, you know, have this kind of happen. And it was like we're kind of scrambling, but I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
but
Kelly, what is this water test you wanted them to do sooner?
The chlorination.
The chloroform?
Chlorine level.
You mean the sampling for the chlorine residual?
Yeah.
Well, he regularly does it Mondays and Fridays, I think it is, or Mondays and Thursdays. It has to be done twice a week. So I think Cody came by on Monday to do it, and that's when they found out, you know, because it was Monday evening, Curtis called me, and it was just before the power came on Monday evening that Curtis called me and said, you know, Cody had been by to do that. So I don't know how. We can't expect them to come by if it's icy, and I don't know that it would have made that much difference. Maybe a day, because Cody probably reported that to Curtis, and then Curtis said, well, now you have to go take an extra water sample for the bacteria testing.
Right.
So that, you know, might have been a day delay.
Well, I just know, you know, from a nursing perspective, the sooner we can let people know about the risk, the better, because, you know, some people, you know, one of my neighbors had chemotherapy recently, and, you know, there's other people who may have, you know, compromised immune systems, and
right. Well,
I guess
we could, you know, if we do have an extended power outage, well, we can find out probably from Highland how long it would take to affect our chlorine level.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, a few hours obviously isn't going to do it, but I don't know if like overnight power outage would affect it that much. And then I guess if we had an extended power outage, if we had the ability, we could contact people. But if we have it like here before, we didn't really have the ability to send an email out, and a lot of people wouldn't, you know, necessarily have that. Now, we did have a suggestion, and it might be something we want to look at if, you know, if we ever get this system rebuilt, is some things. And we did have one customer respond to that email to the news list that suggested, you know, putting in a UPS and having a generator. A UPS is an uninterruptible power supply, which is basically a backup battery.
Right.
They use them in a lot of places, but for short term, like most places that have servers have a UPS that the servers are attached to, that the battery power kicks in immediately if the power goes out. That would run a chlorination injection system for a while, depending on how robust a system you got. And so I don't know if it's, you know, something that would be cost effective for us to look at doing, or even look at doing with a new system. I know, and we may want to consider it, because, you know, I'm sure you all heard about Beverly Beach and what happened down there. They have to pump their water into their tank. And so they with the power out, they couldn't pump the water in, and they discovered they were losing water very rapidly. They had some type of system leak. And sure enough, they finally found a vacation home that had a gushing water leak and were able to turn the water off. But they had already sent out a message to all their users to please conserve water, because their tank was dropping too rapidly. So yeah, it might be something, you know, we want to look at. And, you know, how much would that cost to have a something like a UPS with a generator then that could be turned on?
Yeah.
And I mentioned that Beverly Beach, because we will have that once we get a new tank, that we'll be in that situation, that we have to have electricity to run the pump to get water into the tank.
Yeah, bummer.
And that's not kind of designed into this system that they've done for us?
Not that I see. Well, they haven't totally, it's not really designed. It's just,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Estimated. I haven't, okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Could just do a backup generator for the whole community. That'd be nice.
Yeah, right.
As I sit here at my son's desk, who does Cummins generators for large companies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we'll have to use. Look at it and see, you know, how cost effective is it, and
yeah,
is it worth it for, you know, how many times does this happen, you know? And
yeah,
been quite a few years since we've had an extended power outage down here.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's... But I was wondering about our, you know, is our communication good? But I know that the community kind of stepped in. I know that there was one couple, they don't have email, and we didn't know if we were getting hold of them. And then we find out that one of the neighbors passed on the information to some of their family. So then we knew that for sure they had gotten the information. So that was good. Yeah. I don't know, maybe the community needs a phone tree or something for things like this.
Well, and then I think from a legal standpoint, what is our responsibility? You know, what is our responsibility to let people know that, you know, you've got to boil water? Is it to post it the way we did and send out an email?
Well,
I mean, we can't
Curtis told me we could do, if we at least sent out an email or contact, were able to contact people by phone, it was okay. I thought we had to actually physically take a paper to every house, which, and even that, there's no assurance that, you know,
right,
going to get a hold of them. But yeah, I mean, yeah. I was in some ways a little concerned about that, but that's what Curtis told me, so that's what we did.
Right. I mean, yeah. You know, I think that that's the main thing, is what is our responsibility? And I mean, if you've got a power outage and you can't send an email to everybody, you can't send an email.
Right. And you can't print out,
right,
you know, a dozen or, you know, 130 notices or something.
Right.
Either. And if you can't drive to town because it's icy, you can't take it to the printers. And
right.
But at some point, you know, probably you can. I was just, you know, I don't know how many of our people, you know, I hear things about even the emails that, you know, we've been contacted by some people that, I know the office was contacted by someone, and they said, oh, is this a new email for you? And it, because we have this other email, and they go, oh, we haven't used that email for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know? And so I don't know how updated we are. And then you hear about other people that say, oh, I never hardly ever look at my email. So.
Yeah, I think maybe if we could send out a cell phone alert. And again, when the power goes out, some people have their cell phones charged and some people do not.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when we put the email out, the power went out about an hour and a half after we sent out the emails or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And so there's you know, a very short window when people could have accessed.
Yeah, unless they do
their email internet on their
phone, which, like, I don't like to bother with it on my phone. It's too annoying, but yeah, and then sending out texts to that many phones, you'd have to have a bit of a robust system to do that.
Yeah.
And you can send SMS out from computers, but then you'd have to have your computer and have some type of connection to do that.
Well, I'll get on my bike and ride around town.
There you go.
Well, you were Johnny on the spot anyways, Kelly. So
yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
And when we were able to lift that was interesting. I was getting kind of anxious, so I was checking the office email because I know our water test reports come in there. And I saw that it had come in 45 minutes earlier that day. And so I texted Curtis and asked him, can we lift it yet? And I immediately then, or within minutes, was CC'd on an email with him and someone else at Highland, and they started checking with Colleen at the county, who had to check with the state to give us the okay that we could let people know that the boil water notice was lifted. So other than trying to make sure people's contact information is updated, I don't know really what more on the easy, simple side we could do, but I thought we ought to discuss it.
No, I think that's a good idea. I guess, would we go door to door to get people's info, or would we send out an email, or what would be the most efficient way to do that?
Well, door-to-door would be probably 50%. I mean, half of our people don't live here anyway. Half of our houses aren't you know, lived in. So, you know, I don't know, maybe a mailing would be worth it. It's a little spendy, but it's good to try to keep your contact information, you know, updated.
Yep.
The other thing we could do is put like a little note in with the statements, you know, and send it to people and ask them to please share their.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't get their statements.
Right. But I mean, we could, you know, try to do something that way.
Yeah, we did that one time and we got, I think, 4 or 5 responses back.
Okay.
From people who had totally valid, we already had all their information anyway.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. So the good news is that eventually, when we do get a new system, the pipes will be good and we won't have any contaminations coming into the pipes. So the chlorine, you know, even if we do get a boil water notice, probably people won't be sick because nothing is getting into the type pipe to make them sick at all. So,
well, you never know where there could be a break.
Yes, well, that's my hope. I'm being optimistic. that's my hope. Okay. Next on the agenda is ordinances and resolutions. We don't have any. Next on the agenda is public comments, and I know Pat would like to speak. You're on mute, Pat.
Can't hear you.
There we go. I'll go ahead one of these. First of all, I'd just like to say how delightful it is to listen to a group of commissioners who make things run so smoothly in our water district. Thank you all, really. It's nice, very nice. Talking about getting emergency contact information updated, what about printing up door hangers for enough people who we know are full-time residents or even part-time? We've done that before and maybe have somebody on one road volunteer to do that road and that sort of thing. And, you know, people just have got to help out our neighbors when we have emergencies like that and check on people.
And I think our neighborhood, it showed that people were doing that. And that's
good. Job. Yes. Yep. Okay, let me see. I wanted to ask, and maybe somebody already sort of answered my question about, is there a news list that's different from the mailing list for statements?
I mean,
call something a news list.
Well, we have addresses in our Gmail news list, email addresses. And we have email addresses in QuickBooks. And I know that's one of Eileen and I, our goal is to soon, you know, compare those two and make sure we each have all the same information.
Okay.
And that's something that Whitney and I used to do too in the past, but it's time to do it again.
What is the news list used for?
That's the emails, all the notices, we're having a meeting and the water notice. Yeah.
Water district business.
Yes. Well, okay. And we include the, you know, the potluck stuff too, but.
Okay. And that's actually specifically what I wanted to ask about. First of all, the notice about the potluck, and maybe I misunderstood what was said, but it sounded to me as if the water district was sponsoring potlucks every month. Is that what's happening?
No, the group of people, I think I mentioned it in the email that the three people who were organizing that.
Oh. Yeah, you just said Rebecca and somebody else.
Yeah, it's right there in the email.
Irene, Teresa, and Rebecca, yeah.
So if any other group wanted to put on an activity, they could then use the news list, mailing list to notify the community?
Yeah, I think that would be okay. I mean, as long as it's, you know, I mean, I think it goes kind of with the use of the community room.
You know, Pat, before mm-hmm. people can use the community room, the board members have got to approve the use right. of
it. Oh, yeah. Right?
I think if you've got like the NRA or the, you know, some other community member like that, we probably wouldn't approve them. But, you know, I don't know.
I just don't recall another time when that's ever been done before. And
oh, yeah.
I think it's great to use it to notify of water boil orders and that kind of thing. But I just did not provide my email address for anything I thought except billing purposes. And so I'm just wondering about how that is working.
Pat, I don't think that we give the list to anybody.
We don't.
I think that
no, that's why
one of the commissioners puts the notice out, but no other community member, if I'm correct, is accessing the list.
Right, and that's why they're sent out as a BCC, a blind carbon copy, so everybody doesn't get everybody's emails addresses.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why you don't see it going anywhere, but we send it to ORWD News. Huh?
I'd like to get those, too.
Get what?
Okay.
So there's been quite a history. I have a collection of emails that have been going on for ever since we had email that were letting people know of events that were going on at the community center. Art used to send those out. Joni used to send those out.
I must not be on that list because I don't.
That ever. Shake and quake went out through the, that shake it thing went out through about 5 years ago. You know.
Yeah.
If there was an earthquake, what would we do? Where's the food kept, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
We got an email for that.
Maybe I did. I'm losing it. Okay. That's all I needed to know. And thank you.
Okay. Didn't you have a question about the P&L, Pat?
Oh, I decided basically I wasn't going to ask about it. I did. I see we had a rather large amount in 4055.03, the new service installation fee.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure what that was.
That was a new service that was installed for a new customer. And that to install the service and the cost of a meter is billed to the customer.
Yes. Okay, great. Wonderful.
And it costs that much. So with like Island,
that are 1,000% higher than anticipated.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. And see you on, I'll see you before that, but on the 26th for budget committee.
Yay. Good.
See you. Bye, Pat.
See you. And, And bye. I am
say bye. Bye, guys. Say bye, Pat. Say bye, bye. Say bye, bye. Say bye, bye. Bye, bye. Say bye, bye.
Do we have any more public comments? Seeing none, do we have any board member comments?
I have something. I would like to thank a couple people. You know, we had a dishwasher donated by Buck Boston. And Rod went and installed it for us because Buck wasn't able to. And so we have a working dishwasher in there now. We still need a fridge, but we got a working dishwasher. And we do still need to get the old dishwasher out of there, but that's a big thank you for that. And I also wanted to mention that we now are putting, when we get them, the meter readings up on the website. It's a list of meter readings that will be by meter only. So I emailed the people I know that regularly want to get their meter readings that have been asking the office to send them out. And if there's any others, they'll need to contact us and we will let them know what their meter number is, and then they can look it up on the list that's uploaded to the website. That's all.
Beth, that's a very smart way of doing it. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Thank you. So I had a couple of questions that I didn't get on the agenda. And speaking of meter readings, I did go to a customer's house who had a really huge jump in their usage, and they were able to isolate a leak at their house and fix it within like 24 hours of being notified. And so that was just a very cool thing. And I lavished much praise on him for his fast action.
Good.
So let's see. We talked about talking about the board member roles.
That was the other thing. Yes.
We talked about that last month. And, you know, we were going to review them and then, you know, finalize things and get it in as a, would it be a resolution or a?
Yeah, it would be a policy. Yeah, we'd pass it as a resolution. So if people could
do we that, want to move that to next
if everybody's read it and not had anything to change, or if it got lost in all the excitement of last month.
Well, I read it and I printed it out, and now I can't find it, which is a story of my life. No, I didn't get looks or organization when they were passed out. Well, anyway, I thought that the secretarial thing was apropos as written. I finally read Robert's Rules.
Huh?
I said I finally read Robert's Rules.
Oh, that's a dry read if you really read it all, but
yes. Anyway. Were other people able to look at it, or do we want to move this to next month?
Kelly, can we move it to next month? I'd like to take a look at it.
I'm fine with that. And yeah. Does everybody, you know where it is and have access to it?
Well, it was sent out in an email, so if you need it again, let me know.
Okay. All right, so I'll move that to next meeting. And then the other thing is I didn't see a 2023 annual drinking water report posted on our website. The last one is for 2022. And you know, being new, I don't necessarily know when we get those, or
they have to come out by June 30th for the previous year it's a calendar year, so we will be getting the 2023 one. It has to be done by June 30th, and okay. Highland is doing that, and we kind of had to nudge them last year.
Okay, so maybe in April, bring it up to Curtis at the meeting and.
Sure, yeah. Okay. April or May, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just done once a year, and it's for the previous calendar years, and it's not due for halfway through the next year, so.
Okay, all right. I won't worry about that then. That's all I got.
But that tickled my brain. Beth, isn't there something that we need to vote in January? Some kind of inflation or some kind of the board thing? The contractor, whatever it is, because we have to go through.
Yeah, thank you. I need to get hold of Kevin. We have to get the CCI, the construction index. Cost index.
Yeah.
And it's through that one engineering organization that costs $350 a year to be a member, and of all the engineers are. So we just, I'll send out an email to Kevin or Tim and ask them. They usually get the previous year's CCI by the third week in January, so we're just a few weeks late. Thank you for remembering that.
Don't ask me why, how, but...
No, I thought about it a few weeks ago, but something else happened in between, and, you know.
And then I do have one more thing that I wrote down from last meeting. Lisa was going to check about the contract with Highland and, you know, whether we needed to do a new contract because they changed their names, and the name on the invoice is Northwest Natural Water.
Right. And Silas got back to you.
And I know that you sent something out, a letter or something. Because I remember seeing that, but I don't remember what the final, was there a final determination about whether, because their CCB number had changed as well?
Silas does not think we need one. I think we do. And he said he was going to get with Devin to get it, or I think Devin, isn't it Devin, to get a new contract, and we still haven't seen it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. He sent that to just about everybody, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
Yeah, you should have gotten it, even though you think he's sending it to Dick. But yeah, but we, yeah.
See, it just seemed wishy-washy to me. I didn't.
Yeah, I think they're pretty busy over there. I think maybe give him some time, but I think with his acknowledgement in the email, we're okay for now.
Okay.
That would just be my opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any more comments from the board before we adjourn?
So you're not going to be at our meeting, next meeting, Lisa, right?
I am not.
So you guys will have to put up with me unless someone else wants to run it. But I'll start it up on Zoom.
You know, I could run it if you don't want to.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. Well, I'm cool with you doing it. You're seasoned.
Just kind of had a few years doing that elsewhere, so.
Yeah. Okay, and then our next meeting is March 12th at
6 p.m.
Yep, okay.
Or whenever you guys want it, because I'm not going to be here. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. I want to put it out there that I'm really appreciative of the fact that you guys work around my schedule. So thank you.
You bet. All right. Thanks, everybody.
And so are we adjourned?
No. I'm stopping recording. And we are adjourned at 7:25.
Okay. Okay.